Hour two of Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn, 104.9 AM, 1260, 101.9, streaming live all the time, 24-7, when and wherever you may be, on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. No Trey Elling today or for the rest of the week. He is out in Chicago with his family, taking a week off before we get going. Yeah, drink up. So the Buck is in. Bucky Godbolt, fresh off of the 17th annual Mullet Open, which he put on Friday. Was a heck of a time out at Hyatt Lost Pines in Bastrop.
I'll be taking some more vacation time here shortly.
You got more coming up? People were asking last week if you were a part-timer now. Are you taking more days?
No.
Come on, man.
I take a lot of vacation because I deserve a lot of vacation.
I don't argue that. What, do you hate this job now? Come on, man.
What's that got to do with anything? I need to refresh myself. I'm old. Old people need refreshing.
Some trips to Mont Hoy in your future?
Oh, I had my nails done way before the mullet opened. Just before the mullet opened, I had to have my nails done. And I did my feet again. I went back for my second or third pedi. I'm not a pedi guy because I don't like people of any orientation messing with my feet.
But there are certain people. Orientation
that, well, because there are certain people that like to mess with feet.
I get you.
I don't. So what, I'm not really.
You're not letting Chad Hastings mess with your feet?
I don't really dig a lot of people messing around. My feet are real personal. Mm-hmm. But my hands, you know, being a hand model, you know, I have to let people touch your hands and do stuff with your hands. So I went there, had my nails done, and I did a real quickie with my feet. It's not like, because I had to, what I wanted to do is I wanted to.
Phrasing?
Well, yeah, I wanted to get the nails soft. And when my nails get hard, it's like taking like a little piece of granite and trying to chip away at the granite to get my nails, my toenails done.
So you did a quickie with the feet.
So Fon Ma Wah did my my feet and everything. Now it's good to go. I'm good. And my stuff can go for about 3 months of doing my feet.
Seriously?
That is so gross.
Now, did you add a Fon? You added another name before Ma Wah? She's Fon?
Fon. Yeah, Fon Ma Wah. Wow.
Hooked it up.
She does a fabulous job.
Manny Petty.
I'd like to take like six guys if they're interested in going.
Nope.
Did you say no right away?
I mean,
before I even said, I mean, seriously.
I know exactly where you're going with this. You're going to take six guys out to a mani-pedi together?
And we can watch SportsCenter. We'll have SportsCenter there. And also, you can have beer. What do you think of that?
I mean, I'll take the beer in the SportsCenter. I'm not getting mani-pedi with six other dudes.
We're going to talk sports. Sports clip style nail salon. What do you think?
I'm not doing that with six other women.
Seriously?
Getting a mani-pedi.
Because
yeah,
I was going to pay for it. I was going to pay the $300. That they were going to just come. They were going to be six dudes. We're going to talk a little sports before the football season started. They get their toenails done. They get their nails manicured. You know, they get their, they rub your arms and they put lotion on your arms and kind of relax your arms and get some of the tension out of there. You can drink a cold in there, and we watch SportsCenter and talk.
Did you say that's going to cost $300?
Yeah, a little bit. Not for them. I'm paying for it. How I was going to pay for six dudes to do that. Anything wrong?
Nobody wants to go. That's a lot of money.
You're going to drop three bills, three Benjamins on that? On six dudes?
You only live once, man.
That is not the right time to use that phrase.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to pick up some dude, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, I know you're a femme if you're getting all these mani-pedi, so maybe you started to change your orientation. Speaking of orientation.
I know exactly which bathroom I'm going to.
Unbelievable. Well played. A lot of people.
Yeah, I understand.
Not always. All right, so the Buck is in. By the way, tomorrow at this time, not sure who's going to be co-hosting, but we'll figure something out, but Deshaun Stevenson, former NBA player, a NBA champion with the 2011 Dallas Mavericks, he will join the show at this time. He's a part of Ice Cube's Big 3 League. Buck, you been watching any Big 3 basketball?
You know, I have not.
Not even a little bit.
I just don't want to see the old dudes pull things.
Jason,
I have a hard enough time myself.
White Chocolate already got hurt. He's out 6 to 8 months. He suffered an injury the first game. But your boy Gus Johnson's on the call, man. Don't you love Gus? No.
Yeah, certain games are good, but I can't have a lot of him either. It's just, he's a little bit like my guy Brian Jones when he first came in. I said, just because you're loud doesn't mean you're right. I told him that one time.
Well, he hasn't learned that.
No, he's still, Brian, I love him. Love him.
Good dude. So Deshaun Stevenson will come on tomorrow. The Big 3 is actually coming through Dallas at the end of the month, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But definitely going to ask him about his run in the NBA and being a part of that Dallas Mavericks 2011 championship team. Some interesting tidbits worth of news, Buck, for you to start off your noon hour. This is tweeted from the NBA Central. I guess they got it from Ian Begley, who writes for the Knicks. He's a reporter for the Knicks for ESPN. He said Carmelo Anthony is confident that he'll be moved from the Knicks and will become a Houston Rocket.
I need to see that.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? You buy that for Houston? I mean, look, there's only one basketball. You've got Chris Paul and James Harden, both ball-dominant players already on the same team. And you go James Harden moving from point guard back to two guard with CP3 coming in. Then potentially Carmelo Anthony, who has been described as not a winner in his NBA career. He, like Chris Paul, have never made it past the second round of the playoffs. You know, what's your take on Melo potentially pairing up with those two?
I don't want to say everybody loves a train wreck because they don't, but everybody loves to rubberneck and turn around to see what's going on. I definitely want that to happen because that's going to be dysfunction junction.
Oh, so you think it's not going to work out well?
No, hell no, that's not going to work out in Houston. It doesn't. It barely works out now with their star player making 228. What is it? 228.
Yeah, 228. Just on a 4-year deal.
Wants to head to the strip club right after they get hammered. That's the by San Antonio. He goes right to the strip club. So. No, that's not going to work for me.
See, I'm in the standpoint of, I don't know if it's going to work, but the Rockets have to try it. I mean, Chris Paul and James Harden, yeah, they haven't played a game together, but I think, I don't even know if those two are...
Well, if he doesn't go there, he'll go somewhere else.
Right.
He'll go to Cleveland.
I don't think those two are better than San Antonio right now. I mean, adding Chris Paul, I don't think that
don't
even
either.
Puts Houston above the Spurs, let alone Golden
even
State.
Even if the Spurs don't make a move,
right.
I don't think it puts them in front of them.
I agree. And, they're not even close to Golden State, right, if they can't even beat the Spurs. So, I think they got to try to add another piece, try something else. It's a superstar, super team league right now. Yeah, I'm curious to see how the dynamic works because all three of those guys are pretty ball dominant players. Everybody's called Carmelo Anthony a ball hog over the course of his career, and I'm curious. But I think the Rockets right now, look, Daryl Morey, the GM of the team, his Twitter bio is something that says, like, you know, opportunity's knocking, but it's not there for a while. This is a chance for the Rockets with James Harden in the prime of his career, Chris Paul towards the back end at the prime of his career. Maybe try to get Carmelo, who's still got something left in the tank, to try to whip up a super team that could compete with Golden State and with Cleveland, because right now their team is not good enough to get it done. They're going for it right now, which I think is I don't think it's a great decision, I'll be honest, Buck. I mean, this is a good time to be a rebuilding team in the NBA. Now, of course, I'd rather be the Spurs than the Mavericks, no doubt about it. You'd rather have a chance to be
for
there.
Sure.
But if you're not the Spurs, the Warriors, the Cavs, maybe Boston, maybe Houston, it's almost like, what's the point? What's the point of making these big-time moves? Because you're not going to beat any of those teams, right?
Well, but now people in the NBA, they've figured this out. We make a lot of money. We really do have to try to beat the Warriors and have a championship. We have to make ourselves look like we really, really want to try to get rid of them. We can't just keep making this money, going off and being on okay or mediocre basketball teams. They have some pride, too. They love to make that money, but they have a little bit of pride, I would think, NBA players to say, let's get together, let's beat the Warriors. Somehow we got to find ways to beat these guys.
Right. Like some of these moves that are being made. I mean,
sure.
Paul Millsap to the Nuggets, Tim Hardaway Jr. getting 71 mil to go to the Knicks. A lot of these dudes are getting big money. They're not going to make any difference, any impact on what happens in the NBA. I mean, it just kind of feels
try.
Like, right.
So you got to bring a guy like Carmelo here or to the Cavs.
Yeah.
Do something besides make money.
Right, and that's how I feel about
big
the Cavs,
money.
Too. I mean, the Cavs, look, they're a great team. They're clearly the cream of the crop in the East. They're the best team. They don't get any competition, whatever team LeBron is on. But they got to make a move. I mean,
they are
worse than Golden State.
And so do the San Antonio Spurs. They can believe in the process all they want to, but I think they believe that they have a young guard that we saw last year that can become a superstar, that can take the place of Tony Parker down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about the regular season anymore in the NBA. It's about the playoffs. So what do you do? Is that kid going to be ready to play by playoff time and really become something special? Because they've made no moves whatsoever, the Spurs, because you're just bringing back that same group next year and expecting their big guy to do something. That's not enough.
Right. Well, they did sign Rudy Gay last week.
Who?
Rudy Gay.
No, Rudy Fruity Tootie Who?
Yeah, it's not...
Rudy Gay?
I'm not calling him out for his sexuality. That's his
I'm just saying,
name.
I mean, you just...
Might be gay,
I don't know. But Rudy Gay, I mean, what's that do for you?
Well, it's scoring off the bench. I mean, he's a career 18-point-a-game player. He's been a great scorer in this league. He is coming off a torn Achilles, though. Only played 30 games last year. But only 30 years old, can put the ball in the hoop. He's a decent player. Can back up Kawhi Leonard. I think it's kind of a move by San Antonio to try to say, all right, we're willing to play small ball. I mean, Golden State's got that death lineup where they put Draymond Green at the five. They got Steph, Clay, Iguodala, and Durant, and Draymond. Nobody can match up to that. Well, right now, San Antonio, the only big man that they have signed to their roster is LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, you assume they're going to re-sign Pau Gasol. You think they'll work something out to get that going. But it seems like they might try a lineup late in games with a Patty Mills. We'll see what happens with Ginobili, of course, but with Jonathan Simmons, with Kawhi, with Rudy Gay, and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Well, they're going to tell you they're not going to go outside the box. They're going to stick with what their system and their organization is all about.
They were trying to get Chris Paul.
They wanted Chris Paul, mm-hmm. Yes. Everybody wanted Chris Paul. Then you didn't get him. but you didn't have a plan, kind of a plan B, and their plan B is to go with their system.
Right.
And that they feel like they can find somebody, and I think they believe that this young guard that they have, and Simmons still there, he hasn't gone anywhere, that these guys can work themselves into really good NBA players.
And you got to trust Pop. I mean, the dominance that that dude has had, what, if he 20 straight years
Big
of 50 win
Greg
seasons?
Popovich, what's he done lately?
What's he done? He won a title in 2014.
What's Big Greg Popovich done lately? Come on.
He broke up the big three in Miami. Now Dwayne Wade's on Chicago, LeBron's in Cleveland, and Chris Bosh is retired.
He doesn't think that Tony Parker's going to be anything or Manu Ginobili again. That's done.
Yeah.
Those days are really, really done.
And I was praying, man, as a Mavs fan, right? I was just praying once the big three left that the Spurs were going to finally just be an average basketball team.
But they're not. They still win their 50.
Oh, yeah, they got a draft day trade to get Kawhi. Last year they won 60. It kind of feels like they're in the 55 to 60
yep.
range, let alone the 49 to 52. So there's some NBA talk. Summer League going on as well. Alonzo Ball, a triple-double in his second game, which was following up a 2-for-15 five-point performance in his first game.
He's a good player. You know he's going to be good.
I've gone on record. I will eat my crow if I'm... I don't know if that's an expression, but I will eat
you
my words.
You can eat a crow.
Can I eat a crow?
You can.
You ever tried
that? You can take the feathers off and eat a crow. Good luck.
That sounds like a bet, trainer, I might add.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what our next bet is, by the way, Buck?
What is that?
We are betting on the WNBA, which is as degenerate gambler as it gets.
You can't get any lower than that.
That's pretty low. We've only had the show for like 30 days, too.
Maybe High Life.
So we're betting on High Life. What is that? Miller High Life?
No, the thing.
Rest in peace, that guy.
Chuck, the thing I took my old ball coach to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever play that?
You ever do the High Life?
No.
Start betting on that. Because
if you miss that ball and that ball ever hits you in the mug.
Oh, you're gone.
It's like a Super Bowl, like a big Super Bowl.
I want to play that game.
No.
So WNBA, so I'm betting on the Dallas Wings. He's betting on the Chicago Sky. The game's in Chicago where Trey is on Wednesday. He might be going. I don't know. And the loser
that dude is not going to a WNBA game.
But the loser of the bet, whichever team loses, one of us has to go to a game.
Bergenstock there and all that stuff?
No, one of us has to go to a WNBA game as a super fan. Painted face, painted body. We have to yell at the refs, act like we're diehard WNBA fans. So looking forward to that. Praying the Wings get a victory on Wednesday, so we've got that going. But
I can't believe that this show has already hit rock bottom and we're only 26, 27. What was it, Buck? How many episodes in are we?
I think it's 26. I think you guys had it was 25 the other day.
Okay.
But I think there was a 26. I think this is 27.
27?
Okay. Right. I think this is 27. Yeah.
Sounds good.
27 in, already hit rock bottom. Way to go, guys. Yeah. That has to be a record somewhere.
What, the WNBA?
WNBA. That's the only basketball going on over the summer.
I have never watched a WNBA game past the first 2 minutes of actually making an accident and turning it on.
Oof. Now, have you ever watched like the college women's game? The college women's game is solid, right?
I'm down with that because University of Texas, I'll be at a lot of their games next year.
Well, they're good. I mean, what, three straight Sweet 16s?
I'm very fond of their coach. I think she's a fantastic
Karen
coach.
Karen Aston.
Yeah,
you're a fan of the coach, huh?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
interesting stuff right there. Hey, look at, you see this woman I've got pulled up on your...
I do.
This is Trevor Knight's new girlfriend, Buck. Remember Trevor Knight?
Is it new girlfriend? I've heard that name somewhere before.
Oh, maybe.
Whose old girlfriend was she?
I don't know. Look at that.
She had the date
Trevor
somebody.
Knight, the A&M OU quarterback, now in the NFL, I think.
Look under the word Instagram model, and I think she may be.
Instagram model. Like her new intern, one of those or something?
Because I sit here, and, E is in charge of bringing these things up.
Right.
And he likes he likes to show me the Instagram, how they make their money and what they do. They take really beautiful photos, because they're generally beautiful people. Well, nobody ugly is going to jump on Instagram and do all this stuff. But I think she's like one of the Instagram girls, and that's where she's made her money. Or... maybe she's in sports. Maybe I'm wrong.
So why this matters is this is former Texas Teen USA, Allie Eklund. Miss Austin, Texas Teen USA. So she's from
she
Austin.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
According to this.
Does she know about maps?
Oh, I don't know. She's got 30,000 followers on Instagram.
See,
here's
Instagram.
Right there.
There it is.
Wow, that is there's some talent right there. That
How
is
many
some
hits
stuff.
Can I get? If I just put my normal day in Instagram, like me in the garden.
With the hand model? You're getting the hand model like you digging into Mother Earth or whatever?
Doing into Mother Earth and then going to doing petties and then going, like if I go to the track or I'm going to night of poker with the guys, will I get hits where people just say, no thanks, I'll pass on that?
I'm not sure if people want to see you doing it to Mother Earth, Buck. I don't know about that one.
I don't think it was meant for 60-year-old gardeners.
Get their gardening weekly.
How's your garden going, by the way? What's cooking
over.
Out there? Done for the year.
Over.
Summer's too hot.
Over. Summer's too hot. Tomatoes, no bueno.
More figs? Come on, that fig
jam.
We got a second
round of fig jam coming up.
All right. That was good
once
stuff,
I get those
man.
Going.
There we go. All right, some tennis news, by the way. Wimbledon is going on. Rafael Nadal, for those of you at work and can't check, he dropped the first two sets against Gilles Muller. Apologies if I don't get that right. But Nadal won the third set, is up 4-2 in the fourth set, so trying to come back, get that win.
Federer's awesome.
Yeah, all the big four still around. Federer's playing right now. He took the first set against Gregor Dimitrov. He's up 3-2. He took the second set too. The computer's way behind. We got this on TV in the studio. So Federer up two sets to love against Dimitrov. Djokovic playing later today. I think Andy Murray already got the win in straight sets.
Yeah, I watched the Joker play on Saturday. He's in prime. He's on a collision course, I think, with Federer right now, because Nadal will go down eventually on the grass. He's not clay is his thing,
mm-hmm.
but he's not great on grass. So. But Federer loves grass.
And by the way, no Serena Williams, of course, getting close to having a baby, so she is not participating in Wimbledon.
No.
But Venus Williams got the win today in straight sets, so she is moving on. Angelique Kerber, the number one player in the world.
Gone.
By the way, how is Serena Williams not always the number one female tennis player in the world? That doesn't make any sense.
Because during the course of the year, she either doesn't show up for certain tournaments.
Yeah,
or she's hurt.
She's so far the best. Everybody knows she's the best.
I know, but
you got John McEnroe making these standings. Come on.
Yeah. You got to play in a certain amount, and some injuries during the course of the year keep her back, and then she wins the big ones.
Yeah.
It's like winning the majors
in
golf.
She wins everything. I mean, she's won more than anybody else, so I don't understand how that works, but Wozniacki lost as well. All right, but college football, Big 12 Media Days next week. We mentioned the four players that Tom Herman will bring. It'll be Connor Williams, the offensive lineman, the punter, Aussie Mike, Michael Dixon, P.J. Locke, defensive back, and Nashawn Hughes, the defensive end. Texas, a lot of people surprised. No Shane Buechele's going to be there. One of five schools in the Big 12 not bringing a quarterback. Buck, this is a sign of Baker Mayfield is far and away. Him and Mason Rudolph are clearly the best two quarterbacks in this conference. Outside of those guys, we're looking for coaches, right? No more Bob Stoops, no Mac Brown, of course. A lot of new coaches. You got Tom Herman and Lincoln Riley and Matt Rule at Baylor.
They got a lot of veteran coaches, with the exception of Bob Stoops going out. Still here, TCU.
I was looking. Gary Patterson
K-State.
Is now the second longest tenured coach in the country, behind only Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. And, of course, because Bill Snyder left for a little bit and came back, that dude's been coaching
forever. Let me say this. When you see Bob Stoops leave the game, Gary Peterson is not far behind. He's got a young family, and he's not going to continue to do this. He's made enough money at TCU. I think, does he have a statue already?
I think he does.
That dude already has a statue at TCU. He's not going to do this thing as long as Bill Snyder.
Yeah,
he's
going to
get out of the game.
Been there since 2000. Kirk Ferentz hasn't beat by 1 year, 1999. And tied for the third longest coach in the country, Buck, is Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. It doesn't feel like Gundy's even been there for that long. Been there since 2005. A lot of new coaches around the country. So
it's the team that I think will win the Big 12 this year.
Oklahoma State. And why is that? I mean, just the uncertainty with Oklahoma, Mason Rudolph love. What puts the Pokes over the Sooners?
A lot to do with Rudolph. I think they'll be even better than they were on defense. They weren't that outstanding, but they've got the best wide receiver core in the Big 12. And this quarterback is going to be one of the high draft picks, I believe. Big, strong, accurate, can run with the football.
Yeah.
He'll get better in his senior year. And when you get a guy who started and has played as many games as he has, BK, I think you're going to find out that you got a good one. You do. I think they're the team to beat, I believe, in the conference this year. There's no Bob Stoops.
Yeah,
there's no Bob Stoops.
Oklahoma's a big question mark, because I think on paper they've got the most talent in the conference. Oklahoma State.
Plus,
their game is
here, and generally when Oklahoma State plays here, Texas gets screwed at home.
Right.
So,
they'll only beat them on the road. Can beat them at Stillwater, can't beat them here in Austin. But yeah, that OU-Oklahoma State game, which has been the last game of the year for the last few years, but now there's a Big 12 championship game.
Just silly.
Which I think I might be the only person in the world who's on board with that, by the way. I think it'll help the Big 12 conference in the long run.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, it is silly.
You mean
for
your
sure.
team? It's undefeated in the Big 12 to get beat at the final week.
Well, you hope that doesn't
and not
happen.
Make the playoffs.
Yeah, you hope that doesn't happen. Yeah. But if you've got a one-loss team, you got another win for the resume to
if
look.
If you were
good.
The SEC, you could get away with that.
Yeah,
you can't get away with that in this conference. You lose let me tell you something. You play undefeated and you lose in that Big 12 conference championship, you're not going.
Right. Oh, I agree. Rightfully so. But I think if you're a Big 12 team and you have one loss and you win the Big 12 championship game, you're getting in over a two-loss SEC team. Whereas if there was no Big 12 title game and you were a one-loss Big 12 team, I don't know if you're getting in over a two-loss SEC
right,
team.
You're right, I agree.
So certain situations like that, you know, maybe it would have helped Baylor or TCU a few years ago when, of course, both of those teams finished fifth and sixth, and Ohio State got the fourth spot and then won the national championship that year. But you said it's going to be interesting, but, you know, not a whole lot of quarterbacks in this conference outside of Baker and Mason Rudolph. So I asked you, Buck, do you think Shane Buechele can maybe step up and be really right behind those guys as the third-best quarterback in the Big 12?
Well, I think people are going to be surprised by Shane Buechele. It wasn't Shane Buechele's fault that they played the way they played last year. He got hit a bunch of times. That offensive line didn't play well. They ran the ball well. He handed off, but they never protected him when he went back to pass. And their passing game coordinator, or whatever they were trying to do in the passing game, they didn't use the whole field like you have to, because you do have guys on the other side that do watch film. And when you don't use the middle of the field in your first eight games, they figure you're probably never going to use the middle of the field. And so I think they put him in a bad situation. And whether I hear a bunch of people talk about he wasn't tall enough. I mean, I've seen that kid. I can't. What do you mean he's not tall enough? He's at least 6 foot.
Right.
And that's tall enough to throw the ball over the middle of the field. So I just think that I think that he didn't get a real good shake offensively and enough offensive knowledge in the offensive coordinator that they had last year.
Right.
And I think he's going to be bigger this year. He's going to have a year under his belt and starting, what, 15 games? Some crazy whatever games they played in. He played in all the games, so I think he'll be better this year.
Yeah.
And the receivers here are pretty good.
Absolutely. He's got a ton of weapons. I mean, of course, there's a question mark with the running back position, right? Who's going to step up? It's hard to fill the
void.
That's
why Tom Herman has to come in.
Right. It's hard to fill the void of a 2,000-yard Doak Walker Award winner. I mean, Deontay Foreman came out of nowhere, seemingly, last year.
And if I'm Chris Warren, I'm at home saying, you know what, people don't think I'm very good. They think I'm always hurt, that I got to show and I got to prove to people right now that I'm good. I'm going to be something very special, just like you had last year.
Yeah, we've seen flashes of brilliance. I mean, that Texas Tech game 2 years ago on Thanksgiving from Chris Warren was just absolutely ridiculous.
You could have shown flashes of brilliance against them over last year defensively.
True. Any of your boy Cliff Kingsbury's defense, yes. I think anybody at this station.
We'll be talking to him about that also.
Even half of our sales team. Yeah, you ready for that confrontation with Cliff? You're gonna go hard. You're gonna tell him this might be the last time you're gonna see him, man. You gotta have like a goodbye note, a goodbye card ready to go.
No, I'm just gonna say, are you gonna play better defense? You promised me better defense last year, and you didn't do it.
Gave
up 43 points a game last year. Oof. 43.
It felt like more.
Isn't that weird?
It felt like it was
what
more than 43.
What do you mean? It felt like 43.
I feel like
that's
it's
enough.
I feel like a lot of their lower than 43 games were pretty bad teams. Like they were giving up 60 and 70, seemingly on the reg. Last year.
I think Texas gave up like 33. They averaged giving up 33, and they got to get better. The Longhorns, if they can get back into 28, 29, I got two more games for them to win. Two or three more games. If they can get in that 28, 29 range, because I think they score more than they did even last year.
Yeah. Well, last year they had 10 more points.
10 more
a game
points.
Than
That's what I called for. They got 10. Yeah.
Still didn't even use the middle of the field. Could you imagine what happens if they use the other 50% of the field? They could maybe.
Do you realize you were paying people $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 as a coordinator to not throw down the middle of the field?
Yeah.
You paid somebody that kind of money to not have the innovation. You didn't even have to be innovative. You just had to know football, that to know you have to take a tight end or running back and run them down the middle of the field every once in a while.
You got to use the middle of the field. And Charlie Strong,
they paid
somebody $5 million to make that cake? That's the cake we got?
And the dude was almost coming back. You were about to bring them back. That entire group was going to come here for another year.
Yeah, look, as embarrassing as that loss was to Kansas, and let me tell you, as a Kansas fan, that was an embarrassing loss.
You got lucky.
That was the lowest of the low for Texas
football.
But you
got lucky as Texas fans to have that done so that you can start all over again.
That saved the program maybe a couple of years.
I believe it did.
Tom Herman probably goes to LSU, right? LSU is offering the job. He probably leaves Houston for LSU. Charlie Strong gets another year here, and based off the first three, you can only assume it was going to be another year of mediocrity, and you have no idea who's
coming
to
coach. Dude, I haven't coached football in 20 years, and in the first three games, I said, they never used the middle of the field. You can't do that. You can't do that, because even decent coaches on the other side of the ball are going to say, this group doesn't do it. And then, like I said, when you get to game 8 and 9, and you still have thrown one ball in the middle of the field.
They were wearing wristbands on defense. Dude, they had to wear wristbands to tell them where to go. And then that was when Shane Buechele was getting hit every play. Oh, my God.
You never took any pressure off with screens except for those goofy tunnel screens. You never threw a screen to the middle of the field or to a running back.
What, 50 carries for Foreman against Kansas?
I could have done that for $70,000.
Yeah.
Really?
I would have done it for $7, man. I would have done it for Taco Bell.
Too bad.
So, all right, Texas Tech, by the way, last year, they gave up 68 to Arizona State. That's when, what's his name on Arizona State, tied your boys' touchdown record.
Right.
For 8 touchdowns in a game. They gave up 59 to Louisiana Tech. Excuse me, 45. They gave up 19 to Kansas, 44 to Kansas State, 48 to West Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
66 to OU. 45 to Texas.
40, it did seem like more than 43.
45 to Oak State. They lost. I forgot about this, Buck. Texas Tech lost to Iowa State last year, a game that if they won, they would have made a bowl game, right? They would have been 6-6. They lost to Iowa State 66-10.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 43 was on the small end.
Well, it's because they only gave up 17 to Stephen F. Austin.
And 19.
And 19 to Kansas. TCU, they gave up 24. Like that, those were the only reasonable scores that they had last year. Texas Tech.
Wow.
So Cliff Kingsbury, yeah, he's got to get that defense.
I got to talk to him about it. I said, I'm just going to say, you promised me you were going to be good on defense. What's the story?
When you guys pen pals or something?
We talk to each other at times.
Oh, yes. Send favorite colognes. You like do those little cutouts in the magazines, tell him to wear this.
I know he smells fresh, but I'm not going back to Cool River or whatever that cologne is that he wears.
Oh, the Cool Blue.
Ocean, whatever it is. Ocean Blue or something like
Aqua
that.
Aqua de Zhao, that kind of stuff.
I'm not going to wear that.
Blue Steel. All right, good stuff. All right, so that's our first segment talking some college football. When we come back, Shooting the Bull. We'll have some more fun on a Monday. Bucky Godbolt in for Trey Elling. Trey's out for the week. Zach C. still behind the glass. We're having some fun on a Monday. It's Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn. But I don't know if I Welcome back, Midday with Trey and BK. BK here, no Trey. Bucky Godbolt, the Buck, filling in today as Trey takes some time in the Shy, going back home or wherever he spent a bunch of his life, a place that he likes more than Austin, I'm pretty sure.
What's the deal about him in Chicago? I thought he was around here a lot.
I don't know, man. He lived there for a while, right? That
guy's lived here for like 6 years. I think, does he make that his home now?
I don't know.
Because all I hear about him is Chicago this, Chicago that, the Windy City. I was at the University of Illinois. I traveled to the Windy City a lot. Place sucks.
It's not that good.
It's not that good.
They got the Big Bean that you can take pictures of. They got some deep dish pizza.
Cold as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the Windy City. That place is cold. It's okay in the summertime. Sometimes it gets way too hot. No.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'll just go ahead and stay here in Austin.
He likes it way more than here. I'm surprised he doesn't just stay there, man.
Come on. You know what it is? It's that weird big city flavor that he wants. And say you went on the subway or something.
Right.
Well, I take the tea. Well, good for you.
I take
I-35.
Yeah, not
if
good
I want to be
in
a T, I'll get an I-35.
Come on, man. You can take the train. We've got a train here in Austin.
We do have a train.
You could just go up to Leander, man. Come on. What's wrong with that?
We have a train here?
We have a train. You can go down.
Where's it go?
Down by the downtown there by the Moonshine Patio at Convention Center. Get on that and then go to
middle of nowhere in Leander.
Leander.
Go to HEB in Leander. That's where you can take the train.
And that's where they dump you off, right there, yeah.
When are we getting like an actual subway or some real public transportation?
Too late.
Is that going to happen?
That's
too late.
It's passed us by, brother. It's too big now.
Well, what about MoPac? Can we get that?
It's not fixed yet.
Oh, like every night I'm driving on there.
Isn't that scary at night?
On.
Have you ever been on that thing at night?
Yeah.
Where all the flashing lights and all the different stuff is going.
They got it down. You're driving on the damn shoulder. That's all they've got.
Well, the lines aren't straight for one thing. They haven't fixed the old lines.
They got Richard Simmons drawing the lines out there. I'll tell
you what. It's awful out there. I came back and there was a train with a light heading at me. I thought the train was going to kill me.
You've seen the middle lane there on MoPac now when you're driving along because they've got it like half paved over now. So now it's like you're sideways the whole time.
Okay.
God.
Now, who is responsible when I kill myself and slam into something when the lines are this, you know, kind of spotted lines in there?
Right.
So whose fault is that when I'm trying to stay in the lane, but it's no longer the right lane?
Fuck, you know those robotic cars we got going now that can actually like detect the lanes and kind of like shake the steering wheel? Oh, I had one of those as a loaner car when my car was in the shop, man.
Oh, you had an autonomous car?
Yeah, it was a new Honda. So what it had the lane departure warning and it had a button that kept the distance between me and the person in front of me. So it could stay in the lane and it wouldn't crash into the car in front of you. So I call that robotic driving enough. But going down MoPac, man, the steering wheel's freaking out.
Seriously,
the whole time.
Was it really moving?
It has no idea what to do on MoPac anymore.
The lanes aren't straight. I mean, automatic cars, they're not
used to that. I'm not getting in that homeless car.
Why do you keep calling them homeless cars?
It's kind of a homeless ride. I don't want that.
All the cars are homeless. Like all the cars at the dealership, are they homeless?
Yes.
Those are the homeless cars, not the autonomous cars.
No, there's nobody driving it.
Yeah, they got the Teslas, man.
You're in the back seat. It's a homeless car. I don't want it.
I ain't driving that. I ain't a part of that.
Nope.
Oh, that's the stay in your lane, the LeVar bar.
I truly, when this thing gets to be full blown and everybody says, Bucky, it's just down the road, I don't know if it's going to be 10 years, but I'd like to really kind of be gone by then. Do you know what I'm saying?
They say it's going to be safer, Buck.
Safer for... Really?
Because humans are the reason humans get into car wrecks, right? They're texting, they're on the phone, they're changing their station, they're talking to people in their car.
You got to watch the movie iBot when they go berserk.
Uh-oh. iRobot?
When they go wrong, because eventually this thing is going to go wrong, right? It has to go wrong.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to be a part of it.
There's already been one accident, right? Some dude running into the back of an 18-wheeler. Oh, really?
There's been one casualty, I think.
Worried about the ladies putting on their makeup, the ladies who were coming on the horn in a couple of Saturdays to do their show.
So the ladies can put on the makeup and have that thing drive.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I guess that's not a bad deal.
Let's take Uber and Lyft out of business. Just call your own car every time you need a ride somewhere. Interesting stuff. All right, it is 12:30, which means it is time for Shooting the Bull.
Shooting the Bull.
This segment brought to you by Planet Fitness. Now through July 13th, join for only $1 down and $10 a month. Online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I forgot about the second Planet Fitness. That one just catches me way off guard. Dave and the K, man.
Planet Fitness does the whole show?
You give it. Yeah, seriously. It seems like nice. It. Much love, Planet Fitness. At least one sponsor doesn't hate us.
Those salespeople get to work and do something right now.
I'm telling you.
Like you've been on the air for a month.
I got Coke Fest. You got to worry about Coke.
Sure, got to get that thing done.
Coming up, buy your ticket somewhere. It's probably nowhere.
Not that Coke. No. It's not that kind of Coke.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I figured they were giving some away, a little baggy away to everybody who.
It's a Saturday of unbelievable entertainment from the beginning of the morning to late at night.
There you go. Yeah, Robert Earl Keen, Turnpike Troubadours.
I like the Troubadours. I like them.
50 Cent, Ludacris.
No, they're not coming. They're not. It's not that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. It's country stuff.
All right.
It's like Bob Cole.
Interesting.
Barbecue
Bob Cole. Yeah, when are we getting barbecue, by the way? Is that not happening anymore? I thought we were going to Snow's in Lexington.
That time has passed. It's almost football season.
Come on, Bob.
No, we have Wayne now.
That's true. Yeah, Wayne's stuff is pretty good. Wayne's barbecue, I shouldn't say it like that. That's interesting. All right, Shooting the Bull. This time every day we pay a little homage to our old show that Trey and I did Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. And we just have some fun, man, whether it's sports-related, whether it's not sports-related. We get you kind of the offbeat topics of the day. Bucky, I want to start with this one. You got the headline in front of you. Floyd Mayweather is apparently dealing with some issues with the IRS. He hasn't paid his taxes. 2015 tax liability that he's struggling with. He says he's waiting for the Conor McGregor fight, and he's asking the IRS for temporary reprieve because he can't afford to pay off his taxes to the IRS. You buying this?
No.
I mean, this dude has made so much money over the course of his career. How can he not? Has he spent all of it? Is he out of money?
No. He may be a fool, but he's not that kind of fool. He wants to wait till he gets to this. Hey, as long as you can hold them off, why not? He's got money.
So it's not known how much money Mayweather owes, but the IRS had previously argued that Mayweather had the resources to pay it immediately.
Of course he does.
Even if it meant selling property or taking out a loan.
How much property he has?
I mean, this dude made $220 million from his fight with Pacquiao in 2015.
Pay it in cars alone, get rid of it. He's just holding them off.
Has he already lost that money?
Mm-mm. I think he's just, just holding them off.
Like
most people try to do.
I mean, what do the soccer players do in Spain?
I was about to say, all the soccer players are avoiding tax paying too, right? It's not that hard.
Pay off your taxes, dude.
Yeah, Mayweather's earned approximately $700 million in his career, but is saying that he can't pay this off to the IRS until after the August 26th fight with Conor McGregor.
Why pay now what you can pay later?
He's putting
the IRS on layaway.
Wouldn't you want to just not deal with it?
I wouldn't want to deal with it. I wouldn't want somebody to know that about me, actually.
Well, everybody already knows now.
But guess what? He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
No.
He's Floyd Mayweather. Well, he can't read. Maybe he can't read the tax statements.
That could be it, too.
He doesn't know how to sign his own name on the paper, so maybe that's part of the issue right there. All right, you and Aaron were talking about this a little bit, this whole Tiger Woods deal, the latest on, of course, the off-the-course events that Tiger Woods has had. I remember Thanksgiving back in 2007 when all of this stuff broke out with the waitress that Tiger Woods was caught with by his ex-wife, Elin Nordegren. Well, apparently... I can't even look at this dude's name anymore based off what Aaron said. But according to a lengthy article written by a dude named Pecker.
Yes.
We see his first name here, David Pecker.
David Pecker.
He wrote a lengthy article. This is just a little tip that comes from it. He wrote that the waitress's mom kind of tipped off the National Enquirer regarding the story of Tiger Woods and the whole SUV incident on Thanksgiving. So, your take on this whole Tiger Woods shebang and the waitress's mother be willing to put her daughter on blast just to try to get Tiger Woods out there.
No, I don't know if that, what is she trying to do? Is she trying to get money.
I don't know, or she called.
Wait. As a matter of fact, Tiger Woods, that young lady already got money.
She already got money, right?
Yes.
So she had called the tip line for the National Enquirer, Mindy Lawton's mom. Mindy Lawton was the waitress.
Squealer.
And she squealed.
Rat.
And I guess she got her money. She wanted her money, and she got it done. So interesting development
Tiger Woods
there.
Nasty. He's a nasty dude, isn't he?
He was an addict, man.
He was a sex addict.
If you look up pictures of Mindy Lawton, I mean, look, Elon, his ex-wife, is beautiful, man. A smoke show. Wasn't he like a Swedish model? Now he's going for waitresses?
That dude was after hookers, tramps, hoes. I mean, he was after them all.
I mean, this isn't even...
The joint kind of went out of place, but I put it back in.
There it is, his joint.
He's a doctor.
Is that what he calls it? He calls it the joint?
No, man. He's
popping right out of place, so he's putting it back in? Come on, Tiger. You can't be doing that to random waitresses. It was a Waffle House. Or IHOP or Denny's. It was just
random place.
Don't
put Waffle House in there now. Come on. It was not the Waffle. We don't do that up in the Waffle House.
What do you mean we? What, are you working there now? Trying to get a job at the Waffle House?
I want to be a manager of a Waffle House.
I was about to say, can we make that happen? We got a bunch of unused studios in here. Can we get like a drive-through to-go Waffle House or something going on up here?
Sweet, that would be a drive-through Waffle House.
Getting your grits on the reg.
Building next door has like a Whole Foods Express. You telling me we can't get a Waffle House Express maybe downstairs or something?
Yeah, I was about to say,
dude, if you had a Waffle House Express, warm waffles while you're just... Eating in a car would be the difficult thing.
The smothered, scattered, and whatever it is they do on their hash browns.
I'm leaving here. I'm going to Waffle House right after this.
I'm debating, man.
Go to Waffle House.
I am debating. All right. You want some Kardashian news, Buck? Have you heard this story? And everybody knows about the lady Kardashians, right? The Kim, the Khloe, the Kendall, Jenner, the Bruce, the Kourtney, whatever. Well, people forget about Rob.
Rob chubby brother.
Yeah, the chubby brother. So he's into it with his ex-girl, whose name is Black Chyna. By the way, Bug.
Was she the wrestler?
What do you think of that name? Nope, not the wrestler.
Was that White Chyna?
Is there a White Chyna?
I thought they had a Chyna that was a wrestler.
So it's Black, female. Black without the K, BLAC, and Chyna spelled with a Y instead of an I.
Okay.
So they've had a little off, you know, some problems. They have a kid together, right? She's the baby mama.
Poor baby.
And they thought they were going to be in a relationship. At least Rob did, but she was posting pictures of her in relations with other dudes.
Oh, that poor baby, that poor child.
And then he was posting some nudes, some fappening pictures of Black Chyna. So now they're accusing each other. Yeah, exactly. Now she's accusing him of sexual abuse, sexual assault. She tried to file for a restraining order. Now he's saying she tried to choke him at one point. What is going on with this family, man? The Kardashians. I got Rob in the mix. Is there any saving these folks?
Dude, why is she having sex with that dog right there?
Yeah, that is a big dude.
Really?
I mean, is it just because he's a Kardashian? Because
he's a Kardashian.
Speaking of, by the way, guess who's going to be representing Rob Kardashian in court in this restraining order case? The great Robert Shapiro.
Ooh, I was going to say Robert Kardashian.
No, not Robert
You'd
Kardashian.
You'd have to pull him out of the dead, wouldn't you?
He's gone. He's done. At least I think. Okay. Robert, look at this guy, Robert Shapiro. He was a part of the OJ team.
Yes, he was.
Now he's fighting for this cat? This fat tub of lard? Come on.
Really?
That's what we got. Black Chyna. Now, if you had like a celebrity name, what would you go with? Would you go with William Cannon? If you could pick any celebrity alias in the world. I mean, you've got Rio Don. You've got Black Chyna.
Mi Hung Lo.
Mi Hung Lo?
Yes.
Not We Too Lo?
No.
Or Holy Fook?
No, just Mi Hung Lo.
Me, Hung Lo. Zach, you got one? You got, if you could have an alias, what would you go with?
I like the Greek Freak. I'll go with that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I've been Dr. William Cannon before, so that's kind of cool.
Brody Lane.
Brody Lane.
Lane's a good one.
Brody Lane's a great one.
You did that at the Rose Bowl back when Texas played USC, of course, the national championship.
I told people I was Dr.
Day.
William Cannon, and people were coming up to me during that week and going, Doctor, how are you? And I'm like, I'm doing fine. People didn't know.
They had no idea. So I'm going to be going. I don't know if anybody else from the station is going. Hopefully some of you guys join me, but I'll be out there for the Texas-USC game. So I got to carry on the legacy, man. I'm going to need some nicknames to go out there. I don't want these jokers out in California knowing who I am.
Well, as it gets closer, you got to do that for a show. What is going to be your alias?
What's the alias?
On board.
Absolutely. I need something new. So we got some time to come
out. Because California and California believe no matter. They'll believe anything you tell them in California.
Oh, yeah. Those are some weird people out
there, man. They are weird, and they are simple.
Well, they even care. They only care about themselves out in California and their electric cars and their kale smoothies. That's Trey's place, man. I'm surprised he doesn't like California more than that. Or in Chicago.
He's too busy in Chicago.
Yeah, too busy in Chicago. He's gone for the week. The boner, as they like to call him.
That was my man, the boner at the time.
Yeah, he doesn't like that, apparently. So I'm going to keep calling him that this week.
Oh, he doesn't like that?
Doesn't like being called boner.
Well, in his younger days, that's what we called him.
That's because what? He didn't even show up. He was late the first day of work, right? That's how he got that nickname?
Man, a grown man ran out of gas.
It's unacceptable.
Oh.
Come on,
men don't run out of gas.
Come on, boner.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you what. All right, there is Shooting the Bull brought to you by Planet Fitness, who's decided to sponsor the entire show. So much love to them. I'm a member there. It's good stuff.
Yes.
I go like once every 3 months.
You got to get you a Costco deal where you guys sponsor by Costco.
Oh, and get some of that pizza on the side, those hot dogs, that pizza that they have.
I just go there once a year for the toilet paper.
Dude,
and 1 year supply.
What do you get, like a, how many
they get like
sell?
The family
64?
Pack. Yeah, the 64 pack of toilet
Angel,
paper.
And then Angel soft.
Now, what do you call? You call it the United Nation headquarters, right? The
yes.
UN.
It's the UN building. When you go there, there are people from everywhere. Anybody's got a little restaurant on the corner somewhere.
Oh yeah,
you'll see them there.
Now, what's your go-to item? What are you buying at Costco? What are you buying? 200 of?
Pork loin.
Pork loin.
Do you have to love the pork loin?
Do you have to buy 200 at a time?
200 yeah, you got to Yeah, you got to get a big pack of pork loin. Just freeze it. Huh. Great pork loin.
There we go. Costco. Mm. Come on, man. We'll take that as a sponsor. All right, one segment to go. The Buck is in the house filling in for Trey today. Having some fun on a Monday. We'll get back to some sports and close out the show on the other side. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn. Oh. I actually got some decent tunes going on right now.
Bobby Brown, new edition.
You're a big Bobby Brown fan, right?
Nah.
What, why not?
A big crackhead.
Oh.
Helped take my girl out, so no, not really.
Whitney?
Yeah.
You were going after that, and then he got there first?
No, he was just he was a bad influence.
Yeah.
She did it herself, to herself, but he didn't help her.
What's the song
You got
called?
Somebody like that, you're supposed to bring them, you're supposed to bring them out of the bottom,
right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're supposed to bring them up, not help them go down.
Right, not step on them.
That's right.
Going down. That's a fair point. What was that song called? Do you guys, you know that one, Zach?
Every Little Step.
Every Little Step You Take. I will be there. Sorry about that.
That's great. You sound great, man. Nice work. You're better singer
Bucky's
going
to bring us back on all the rejoins, I think, tomorrow. We'll just have him sing live for us.
No. Oh that would be bad stuff. Was that Bad Tuesday?
Bad Tuesday.
You don't want any of this.
Right.
Am I karaoke singing?
Yeah, karaoke.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Karaoke. It's karaoke.
No, it's
karaoke?
Not.
I mean, I took Japanese for a few years in high school, man.
Oh, you did?
Karaoke, I don't think is a Japanese word.
What is,
karaoke
is
what you're supposed to call it.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
It's not karaoke.
Karaoke?
Look how it's spelled. It's spelled
like
karaoke.
Well, ask any of my Asian friends. You know, I'm a man of everybody, so I got
people. You're European, not Asian. You're not going to know
I'm European,
stuff.
But I have Asian friends.
You got any
that
Asian
That includes
roots?
Vietnam. Taiwan, places like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all I ever did in Japanese class was try and get the teacher to say election because they got trouble with the L's.
Ooh, that's
L's and the R's.
Horrible. Come on, man.
Love to have done
so we did.
I'd love to have done that to them.
Come on. That and parallelogram were the two things we'd always be like, Sensei, yeah, say this.
I'm afraid to
did
say
you have to
it.
Call
I don't
him Sensei?
Get in trouble.
Yeah, we had to call him Sensei.
Sensei.
Is that short for teacher?
It's just teacher, yeah.
Sensei.
Almost the same number of letters. Do you just reenact Karate Kid every day? All right, this is terrible.
Karaoke.
You get fortune cookies as he walked out of class?
See? No. See, don't do that.
When he didn't want to teach, we just watched Ninja Warrior.
And I learned
Warrior.
Something new
fortune
this morning from
great.
BK. I didn't know that a young woman who was Jewish had the same thing a young man had when he turned 13.
Oh, the bat mitzvah.
I didn't know they had bat mitzvah.
Yeah, so the dudes have the bar mitzvah.
Okay.
And the ladies have a bat mitzvah.
I never realized
Pretty
that. I learned
concept.
Something this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I learned a lot when Brad did the Sunday show.
Uh-oh.
And he would always be talking about, you know, what Jewish holidays would be coming up, and I learned a whole heck of a lot, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was fooling with me half the time just so we could take the day off.
I got to start making up
I knew they holidays. I knew they came a lot and Let's often say, and long.
It's been a while since I've taken a Jewish holiday, boys. Come on.
That's true. Last
it's been
one,
months.
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, I'm clean. I got to make one up, though, at some point coming up. All right, some live tennis for those of you out there. Rafael Nadal in the fifth set, tied 3-3 with Giles Mueller. Nadal dropped the first two sets, but evened it up at 2-2. Of course, best 3 out of 5, so this is the tie-breaking set for Rafa, the 4 seed in Wimbledon, trying to move on. Speaking of, Roger Federer just advanced to his 15th career Wimbledon quarterfinal, which is the record. He broke Jimmy Connors.
He's still
record.
Getting it done, isn't he?
He's still getting it done. It's unbelievable. I mean, people thought he would decline. And look, he's not the number one player in the world, but he's still winning events. He's still winning majors. And the fact that he's won more than anybody else.
When he got that knee injury, I thought that was it for his career. He's an older guy. He's not going to play anymore. He's done. He just bounced right back.
Bounced right back. And he's, what is he, 36 at this point in his career? I mean, that's old for tennis.
Certainly
is. Guys usually don't last that long. They're looking to get into 31 or 32. But Fed moving on. Andy Murray moving on a little bit earlier. Novak Djokovic still left to play.
Do you know how much money Roger Federer must have from how long he's been playing this sport?
Plus all the sponsorships. I mean, he's Nike's number one guy. He's got his own brand. Like, he's got the F hat, which is like Jordan, kind of, with Nike, you
Absolutely.
Know? He's got his own deal.
Now, remember the other day when Nadal was playing, he was wearing a $700,000 watch.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Not really, because I can't imagine that kind of money.
I was
going
to say, I feel like if I had a $700,000 watch, I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't wear it. Yeah, we work in radio.
Yeah, we work in radio, so don't worry about that. Just take your Citizen watch and enjoy it.
At least you were a coach. I'll just take my Timex, little Velcro strap watch. Come on, man. That's all we got.
I'm wearing a Tizzo right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice. A Tizzo?
Tizzo, yes.
Tizzo. I don't know. You're the European.
Yes.
All right, so some text coming in. Somebody said Joey Lakewater. We got a Dr. Ed Bluestein.
Ed Bluestein is a really good one. Yes.
I feel like that's already been used, though. Someone's got to have used Ed Bluestein.
I used three different ones. I used Bluestein, William Cannon, and Brody Lane.
What, in the same trip you would use three different nicknames?
I went a lot of places during that time down there in California.
We got a text from our man, Jason Asor, who, of course, very, very charitable donation to
goodness,
for the
Mullet
Open over the weekend. Absolutely. Well,
unbelievable.
The Asor family.
For the ladies and the young girls there at the Refuge Ranch. He did a great job. He and his family. I can't thank them enough.
And that event at Jack Allen's on Wednesday was good. Everything turned out all right last week.
Fabulous.
Very cool. Very
Thanks
cool.
Thanks to Jack Gilmore for that.
No doubt. An overall great success. And Jack Gilmore, what? He's doing all the plumbing, all the utensils, all the appliances for the ladies out there?
He told me he was doing the plumbing,
there.
But he's actually buying all the stuff. He bought the washers, dryers, the utensils. He just was pulling my chain, and it worked.
Love it, man. So, yeah, Jason Asor texted, go with David Starr. Which is, I would guess, is a Star of David, a little Jewish reference.
Dude, you could do that.
Now, can I be a doctor? Am I old enough to look like a doctor?
What do you think, Zach?
No way in heck can you pull off being a doctor.
I'm one of those like young
you
ones
look like
who graduated
you're 12.
At the age. I graduated middle school or college at the age of 14.
You could
I'm
play
one of those
that
guys.
Game. You could play that game.
What about Professor? Professor
Whiz
David
no.
Starr.
Professor, no? You look like you're 7 years old.
Yeah, well, this is the young professors out there.
I think you could probably. Whatever one of those dudes' name with Google or whatever it is, it started all that stuff that's no longer around.
Mark Zuckerberg or something?
You could say that you're Zuckerberg's friend. Just name a name and say, well, I'm partners with Zuckerberg. People would freak.
Well, then they're going to be expecting me to have a bunch of cash. You know,
I don't expect anything.
Working radio. I can't just, be saying I'm friends with Zuckerberg.
Just stay cheap like they are, probably. That's all.
Ooh, is that a religious thing?
No, just stay cheap. No, I didn't say
Come
that.
Come on.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying.
He invite you on the show and you start calling out my people?
I didn't say anything. Zuckerberg's not cheap. He does a lot of things. He's a philanthropist, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
He does a lot of philanthropic things, so let's go.
Him and Tom from MySpace.
Is it philanthropic or philanthropic?
Thropic.
Sorry, but I've been saying philanthropics, like in the tropics.
Philanthropical?
Well, I've been saying karaoke instead of karaoke, so
I'm going to find out I'm right on that.
It's not karaoke.
The next Asian person you see.
I'm going to call sensei. Like, I'm going to hit him up on Facebook.
Sensei up. You call a sensei up and say.
Hey, I'm going to order some, like, least Chinese food when we get out of here.
And ask him.
Or insert Chinese restaurant sponsor here. Do we have any of those?
Ask them, have you ever done karaoke, and that person is going to say you like a real Asian. A real Asian is going to say, "You mean karaoke?"
They're not going to say that. It's not going to happen.
Surprise!
You're lucky. You're lucky. You're not on the show more often. Otherwise, we'd put a wager on that. I feel pretty confident.
I'm telling you.
All right, we will see. Hey, Bucky.
This ginseng curse on you. Believe me.
Oh, I don't want to mess with that, man. I'll tell you what. Hey, thanks for coming in, Buck.
All right, man.
A lot
I appreciate
of fun.
It.
From my man,
Thanks
Zach
for
Christo.
Having me.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach Christo across the glass for Bucky Gobbled across the table. I am BK. We'll be back to get a pop in same time tomorrow. Until then, let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on. You and your mama. We out of here.